This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. That's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all here with you. Doug, you'll be along momentarily. In the meantime, the ladies are in charge. And I guess we start with the Republican National Convention, day number two, now in the books. And Victoria, did you get a chance to watch any of it?
I did not. It's your thing, so give us a recap. I don't even want to speculate.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I tuned in for a few things like, Democrats are the roots of all evil. Okay, I'm done. So go ahead.
No,
it's your team.
Really, honestly, I think it's been a little bit more widespread than that. And actually, I think last night was a night where they tried to reach in and grab people who were independents, maybe who were undecided. Right now, President Trump has a 7-point lead with independents. So I think it was important to try to see if they could bring them into that umbrella. And I think Melania Trump was the one who, at the end of it, kind of closed out the convention and really actually made it a point to say, I'm not here to talk negatively about the other side. I'm here to tell you what things will look like with another 4 years of the Trump administration. She closed things out in her new Rose Garden. It was kind of nice to have that outdoor element just, again, apolitically. I think one of the things that we talked about is that what's different this time around is maybe that energy that comes from a live crowd. And the Democrats suffered with it. The Republicans suffer with it. It's because, obviously, there's a pandemic, and it's hard to get that enthusiasm going. But it was nice to actually hear claps at the end of it. So they had a socially distanced speech with Melania Trump in the Rose Garden, which she just redesigned, and she talked about kind of bringing people together. She talked about her Be Best campaign. She made some jokes about her husband always telling people what he was thinking. That there was no joking about. You never have to guess what's on his mind. So there were some laughs. Also earlier in the night, you had both the Trump kids, and I actually thought they were a lot more effective than Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle. You had Tiffany Trump and Eric Trump. It was at the end of Eric Trump's speech where he gave kind of a message to his dad about sticking with him. I thought it was pretty touching, actually. I don't know. I think as someone who works with the family business, that's one of the jobs that I do. That's one of the things that I like to see is them kind of being loyal to each other and seeming to have a bond. I don't know if, you know, obviously there's people who think that they're the root of all evil and that there's no bond and that it's all fake. But for me, I actually felt a real bond. Also in the night, maybe one of the most controversial moments was Abby Johnson, who is a woman who worked for Planned Parenthood. She actually spoke. I mean, that was probably the darkest moment, I think, of the whole night. She spoke about what she witnessed when she would be in the room for these abortions, and I think that was a lot. I think anybody who watched that would probably be...
She's not a doctor. She wasn't in the room when abortion procedures were happening.
She was. Yeah, she was in the room at Planned Parenthood.
Well, then how would this is where I know you and I differ, and I am very much pro-choice, but I don't understand. If that's what her job was and she accepted that job and she knows what an abortion entails, I don't get why now, years later, this is a thing that she's going to talk about like it's a shock.
She was brought into Planned Parenthood to work in the clinic. She was actually recruited at a college fair, and she was there to actually work in the administrative side, but they would bring her into the room to watch these procedures go down. And she talked I don't think I'm talking out of school, good morning, but she'd say that abortions have a smell. She would watch them, like the machine, like the fetus would actually fight going into the machine. Very grim things that took someone who was pro-choice and it was her job to actually convince people to get abortions, because Planned Parenthood said this is how we make our money, to change her mind on what that entails. And so She wrote a book. She wrote, I think there was a screenplay or a story about it, her life. I don't think we need to go into it any further because a lot of what she said was very, very graphic. And so that was one of the moments that I think sparked a lot of controversy online. I'll just leave it at that. There were some other moments. They had a naturalization ceremony. Mike Pence did this great package about Lincoln. I don't know. There was a lot of different moments, I think, that that brought in a lot of different topics. And I'm sure that there were some people who were thinking on the far right that were saying, wow, we haven't seen a convention where like God and religion were so prominently featured. There are probably some people who say, wow, we've never seen like a live naturalization ceremony that was actually featured. Whether it was effective or not, obviously is going to be from where you're sitting. But certainly it was different than I think any typical convention that we've seen in the past.
Well, like you said, we'll have to see if it works or not, if it's effective. You know, there's...
I
don't think there's anything else anybody...
about the Republican convention. If you guys don't tweet us.
Yeah, I don't have anything else to say about it. I just feel like, you know, I had a lot of conversations yesterday with various friends and family about other things, and politics, you know, comes up. I don't know a single person who's undecided, and none of that group, it's sort of like a spider web of network. We were talking about it, and some of them are independents, and some of them are Republicans. And no one's undecided, so I just don't understand, where are all these undecided people? I don't know where they are.
I don't think there are a lot of them, but there are definitely people in the middle who are undecided. And more than that, I think there are a lot of people who refer to themselves as independents, and those people have a lot of attention because last time around, the independents broke in favor of Trump. That decided the election, those independents in two states.
Yeah, and we have two good friends, close friends, who are independents. They kind of side more with Republicans than Democrats throughout their voting history. These are, you know, close family friends. They've both voted for Trump, and now they're not voting for Trump. They're voting for Biden, but they're already decided on that. So that's the thing. I don't understand. It's bizarre when I ask everybody, do you guys know anyone who's undecided? And no one knows a single person. Maybe it's, I don't know. And my group of friends, and it kind of extends around the country, so I just don't know where these undecideds are.
Well, I think there are a few, and I do think that there are a lot of independents, and the focus on where those independents are going to break is on, as I mentioned, the last poll that came out, Trump has a 7-point lead with independents, but that doesn't necessarily break out into the states that are going to determine the election. One of the big parts of the convention yesterday was a huge focus, and it's too bad Doug's not here to talk about it, but a focus on farmers and about, it's kind of unfortunate because the first half hour, the first hour and a half is not necessarily featured for mainstream consumption. So it kind of got less attention, I think, than some of the other speeches. And it's too bad because many times I think the talking heads that we all see are less effective than the people who actually are the everyday people who have a story to tell. And I think that was the same at the Democrats' convention last week. I think some of the more powerful speeches actually came from the people that we didn't know, the people that we were introduced to. Last night or Monday night, I thought that was Maximo Alvarez, who came from Cuba, who talked about his escape, clinging to, risking everything to come here because of what America represented to him. Those people, I think, told some really interesting stories. But last night, early on, they had a lot of farmers. They had a lobster fisherman from Maine. They had a woman whose husband was a farmer in Wisconsin. To hear people who actually went from being supporters of Hillary Clinton to now supporting President Trump in that industry, particularly because of at least some of the movement. We hear Doug talk a lot about how farmers are gone, farmers are lost. Well, if you listen to these two people at least tell their story, they talk about the Great Dairy Depression that President Trump kind of inherited when he came in and what's been going on to sort of move the needle in the right direction. For the lobster fishermen, talking about how some of the regulations that were implemented before have helped him, and he didn't even vote for President Trump. Now he says he will. I think those are the stories that resonate with people because you know Melania Trump is going to make a case for her husband. You know Eric Trump is going to make a case for his dad. All of the big-name speakers are going to be there to make the case for whichever candidate they're representing. But those real people whose stories are featured, who have seen policies that have been done in the last 3 years actually make a difference for them, I think those are the ones who actually deserve a little more attention and who get a little more attention from me. Hi, Doug. Good morning.
So, hi. The essence of, as I listen to you talk about the farmers and that sort of thing and who was there, the controversy about whether immigrants should have been brought into the White House, all of that stuff, and has it played out well for him or not, I guess that you just said, you just encapsulated it, I think, probably as well as anybody could. The people that are in there that you expect to talk about him in a way that will help promote him, it's a big waste of time. To have a few people that you wouldn't expect to hear or perhaps aren't normally on the bill of fare, there are always going to be those people that will show up that will tell a story that's fabulous. I don't necessarily agree from the farmer's point of view, at least the farmers that I know and the people that we talk to on the program that I do, the American Family Farmers Show. You can find that, by the way, a quick plug at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. It just hasn't been an era where the small farmer feels like he, or at least the ones I know. I don't know them all, for sure. But the people who reflect with me, who wanted to see, who hoped to see, who desired change, don't feel that they have been helped. Each time there was an opportunity with farmers, especially dairy farmers, getting it in the neck, the money that was available from the federal government more often than not went to people who didn't need it, didn't deserve it, and so it backfired. Are you going to find somebody who likes what Trump? You're going to find somebody anywhere that's the exception to the rule. But most of the farmers that I know who are struggling don't think it's pretty much the same with other people who are struggling. They don't feel the government. And I'm not even sure. I'm not a fan of Sonny Perdue, who's the ag secretary. I don't feel like they have been a priority. Their food is a priority, even for these people. So I'm not convinced.
They were even talking last night about how about people not realizing how the food got to their plate and all of that stuff. I mean, it's like I said, I wish that maybe you had seen it, because I think that it was interesting. And here's what struck me, regardless of, I mean, obviously there are going to be farmers who are going to vote for Trump and there are going to be farmers who vote for Biden.
Yep.
But when you look at the amount of time that President Trump actually talks about farmers, and when you look at the amount of time that was dedicated to them at a convention, I say points are given for at least bringing up the topic, because I didn't see it last week and I don't hear it from Joe Biden. So,
well, I think they think the problem with the Democrats, and this is always the assumptive, is, well, they don't like Trump, so they're going to vote for me. It's kind of like blacks. The assumption is every black person in the world is going to vote for Joe Biden, and no blacks are going to vote for Trump. This assumption, the arrogance of politics these days, I think maybe that's the best way of encapsulating it. It's just so damn arrogant. But anyway, it's 19 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, you and checking your weight. You get on the scale every morning when you get up, and you look at it, and you think to yourself, that's not a good number. You know you need to do something, but you haven't figured out, or you haven't listened to what I've said. Sometimes you hear the girls and I talking about how this all works. It's a very personal thing, very personal. When it comes to losing weight, feeling better, deciding that you're going to actually change those quote-unquote evil ways. And so shopping around for a way to lose the weight, you stumble on all kinds of programs. And perhaps you have already heard, or you've certainly talked to people, maybe you've heard me talk about Calitrin and how it works. It's a pretty simple process, very simple, as a matter of fact. The main ingredient is collagen protein, which is what helps your body build back the strength and the purpose that it had early on when you were in your 20s. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. See the deals, the special Labor Day deal, 3 and 3, buy 3, get 3 free. Use the code DJV to get on the program. No drugs, no stimulants, just us.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Well, you're my king, baby, buzzing around my house.
I tell you, I think this is great.
Oh, really? You don't like blues?
No, I like wine. I like Winona.
Really well suited to blues.
Yeah. Well, this is a Winona cover of Slim Harpo's King Bee. She's a Grammy winner, great country performer. So you think this sounds country, ladies?
No, this is blues. Straight up blues.
No.
I think she sounds great singing blues. Yeah, I don't know that I've ever paid that much attention to her voice or her in general. But
she's hard to ignore. I think she is, anyway.
I just haven't had much exposure to her, but I think that she sounds great on this.
Well, she's performing covers of John Prine, Fats Domino, and others on this new upcoming EP, Recollections, coming out the 30th of October. The first release is her version of Harpo's King Bee. It was largely recorded at her farm in Tennessee during quarantine. The EP retains the looseness of an at-home jam session, which was just captured on, it was just recorded on tape. She and her husband, who is Cactus Moser, who's a musician as well. Isn't this her second husband? Wasn't she married to somebody that was more, don't I remember some...
Yeah, she could have got, she's probably got a couple of husbands in there. I can't remember exactly what, I think this one might be a newer one though. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that his name's Cactus.
Yeah.
I know. I've never heard of a person named Cactus.
Why Cactus!
Go to the tough guy.
There you go. Other songs featured on Recollections include Nina Simone's Feeling Good, John Prine's Angel from Montgomery, and Fats Domino. I want to hear you. I want to hear this. I hear you knocking. Now, this I like.
Yeah, this is great.
Hear you knock. Yeah, this is good. Yep.
Yeah, I'm becoming a fan with this album, I think. And I love John Prine. I love Fats Domino. I love Feeling Good from Nina Simone. I can't wait to hear her sing that. She's got this big, throaty voice that I didn't really know about.
Winona.
Winona.
The big girl got a big voice. Yep, yeah. She's
well,
all in.
That. I meant her voice.
No, but she's got lots to back it up. There's also a version of the Grateful Dead's Ramblin' on Rose.
See, that's a cool choice, too.
Yeah. She covered along that. She had Bob Weir do that with her from the Dead. Recollections It's her first EP with Anti Records, her first collection of songs since Wynonna and the Big Noise back in 2016. That album had songs written by Chris Stapleton, as well as appearances by Jason Isbell, Susan Tedeschi, Timothy B. Schmitz of the Eagles. So, yeah, she's got it. She has it. Say that, right? Really moves. It's 26 after on the DJB show. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you and Tim McGraw now performing an at-home rendition of Hard to Stay Mad.
You should never go to bed that way.
Yeah, it's true. Never
do that. I can't sleep if you're not happy anyway.
Very smart. So he returned to late-night TV to perform this song, track from his new studio album, Here on Earth, first one he's done in 5 years, seated underneath a chandelier and in front of a towering window view in his home. He and the band perform this song, sorry, understated. McGraw, releasing Here on Earth last week via Big Machine Records, shared the singles I Call Mama and the title track Here on Earth earlier this year. Here on Earth follows a series of one-off releases, including the Shy Carter collaboration, Way Down, feature on Jimmy Allen's Betty James EP, and a cover of The Cars Drive. I'd like to hear that. Do you have a copy of that somewhere? Cover of that? That I'd like to hear.
And, probably be cool.
Yeah. In 2017, he released The Rest of Our Life, which was a duets project with his wife, Faith Hill. I remember that. Yeah, that was 3 years ago? Right. His previous studio album was Damn Country Music. It's Damn Country Music. Right?
Made him a lot of money, that Damn Country Music.
Yeah, right? Yeah. This is Here on Earth. Yep, there it is. Okay, it's 28 and a half after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump among those to speak at night 2 of the Republican National Convention. The First Lady was asking for calm amid ongoing protests over police brutality. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, she urged people to stop the violence and looting being done in the name of justice. Eric Trump, the president's son, says Democrats are radicals who believe America is the source of all the world's problems.
They believe the only path forward is to erase history and forget the past. They want to destroy the monuments of our forefathers. They want to disrespect our flag, burn the stars and stripes that represent patriotism.
More than 500,000 people between Texas and Louisiana are being urged or ordered to evacuate before Hurricane Laura arrives late tonight, perhaps as a Category 3 storm. And this is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The CDC is now telling employees to avoid confrontation with people who do not want to mask up. New guidance from the agency recommends retail and service industry workers not argue with customers who make threats or become violent over it. Many businesses have put in mask requirements while visiting their stores. The CDC says those companies can take steps to avoid any workplace violence, like conflict resolution training and putting in security systems. Designated safe areas have also been brought up so that employees have somewhere to go if they feel threatened. Some good news finally for California firefighters. The weather's going to be helping a bit. Cal Fire officials say they're making progress on 3 wildfires around the San Francisco Bay Area thanks to the weather. Many of the more than 600 fires in the state were started by lightning, but still the weather could turn with dry lightning again, with strong winds and warm temperatures threatening to start more blazes in the coming days. At least 7 people have been killed by those fires. And Chicago White Sox player Lucas Giolito has thrown the first no-hitter of this unusual Major League Baseball season, giving up 1 walk and striking out 13 as the White Sox beat the Pirates 4-0 in Chicago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 34 at the hour now on today's BJV program, today being Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday. It's Wednesday all day. Those of you who are waking up, thinking, is it today? Is it yesterday? Where am I? And what's going on? Want to congratulate, I guess that's the best word. It's always nice when we have some new folks listening, and the people listening in Hobbs, New Mexico, to KHOB are new. Actually, I was on in the singular version of this program back, I don't know, maybe 20 or so years ago in Hobbs, and I think it was on this radio station as well. So nice to have you back again to this incarnation. It's the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. And yes, you have selected a program that will talk about the issues of the day, the events of the day, things that are affecting all of you, all of us, and you'll hear more and learn more about us as well. So, thank you for being there. Hello, how do you do? How do you do? Let's find out how Victoria is doing when it comes to telling the story as it is. The ladies are not shy about that. The idea is that we're living an adventure here. We're in a time and a space where everything is up in the air, literally as well as figuratively, I think. And is it a coincidence that we have first had the rollout of the virus, and then we have the Black Lives Matter movement, and then we have the election to deal with, And then yesterday we were talking, and people thought I was teasing about this, but there is an asteroid on its way to hit the planet the day after the election.
Day before
the election.
Yeah. How silly are we actually focusing on all this political stuff? We're not even going to be here to see it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's get rid of that. All right, so if it isn't politics, it's COVID. And so, Victoria, what's the latest wrinkle or two or three things happening because of COVID? What are they? The focus on youngsters getting this, I guess, would be on the top of the pile, yeah?
Yeah, for a lot of parents and for teachers, people are looking at the numbers for how this virus is affecting kids, as kids are about to go back to school at least part-time in most cases. 2 days a week will be in-person learning, and then 3 days a week at home doing remote learning. And so the new data for the month of August from the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association shows that more than 440,000 children have been affected in the U.S. since the start of the pandemic, but more than 70,000 new cases have been reported since between the time of August 6th and August 20th. That's an increase of 21%. The severity of the illnesses in most of the children is on the lower end of the scale. And
yes,
that's kind of as we predicted. A lot of doctors talking about of the hospitalized children, 1 in 3 ends up in intensive care. That's actually the same number for adults. So if you're hospitalized as an adult with COVID, 1 in 3 will end up in intensive care. So the interesting thing about it is once you get to the point where it's bad enough that you need to go to the hospital, everyone kind of levels out in terms of who it affects.
Age, you mean?
You're a child or an adult, 1 in 3 ends up in intensive care. But if you don't need to go to the hospital, then the symptoms tend to be much less severe in children. The problem, though, is the risk of complications for kids is lower, but the risk of spreading it is still thought to be much higher. That kids are spreading it faster and more violently, in a sense, like than adults going person to person. The reason, obviously, that that's a concern is because right now, with daycare centers still shut down, depending on where you are in the stages of reopening, a lot of parents don't really have an option, so they're turning to grandparents for babysitting. And this is something that I have two friends who have young, small children who have to work full time. They don't have a nanny, they don't have a daycare center, and so grandparents are the de facto, they're the ones that everybody goes to for babysitting. The problem, though, is my friend's father has Parkinson's, so he can't be around young children who potentially are carrying the virus. His doctors have warned him against that. So these are the types of things that get really complicated. It's not about the kids getting it, or are the kids going to be really sick and hospitalized. It's who they're spreading it to. A lot of teachers...
And I don't think there's a lot of evidence about how much the spread rate is with kids, because some people have talked about kids not spreading it as much as adults spread it around. Kids, particularly elementary school kids, once you're in high school, I think your body pretty much treats it like you're an adult. Maybe you won't get as sick, but they're looking at how the spread rate of young kids, and I really think that's an unknown actually right now.
Yeah, that's totally true. Mm. It's still unknown. There's speculation that kids can actually spread it more, but then again, we won't really know until school gets underway. And so a lot of we see at the college kids, more and more campuses are being, they're suspending kids. I just read, I forget what other school it was, 220 students have now been suspended because they all went to a big party and now the virus is spreading. So we know that it does spread in clusters. There's a new study that out of Massachusetts, and they said it was a single super spreader that had an event in Massachusetts, and it literally, they traced the effects of that all the way across the country.
There was that event. We talked about it.
Yep,
the Biogen conference.
27th, yep.
Yeah, it was near my home base here.
A couple people in New Jersey died from being at that conference.
20,000 just from that one event. And that really is what sort of helped start this thing, get to be as big a problem as it is. So back to schools for a second, Victoria. The fact that public schools are open a little here and there, the fact that private schools are almost trying to cater now the opportunity because so many public schools are closed. A lot of youngsters, my daughter and I talked about this as far as Miles was concerned to see if we could get him into a private school. Turned out the public school option is okay. At the moment,
schools aren't even open here. I don't know.
Well, in California, is such a crap show. It isn't so much in California. I'm talking about the rest of the country, how private schools are dealing with this in a different, more sophisticated way. It would
certainly
seem.
Is making people focus on school choice, which I think is
a good thing.
Well,
under
if
the
you have a choice.
Cases.
But yeah, that's part of the problem. Like in New York City, every school, whether it's private or public, I have a friend who teaches at a private school and one who teaches at public, and everybody's on the same page. They're not doing anything differently. Everything is going to be the same, except we know the quality of education is not going to be the same because private school kids have just more access to more money and to more resources. Public school kids who are forced to stay at home, they just don't have the same internet. They don't have the same speeds. If they have internet at all, it's a mess. It really is a mess.
Yep, it's not good. And you know what is interesting, how this all blends in together? That is, here locally in my hometown of Framingham, they're just having the graduation this past weekend for the class of 2020. They put it off. Finally, they've gotten together. They had the usual distance stuff, but they held it outside, and the graduation ceremonies. It's just so awkward, so weird, so bizarre. To have it as school is starting, they are just having the grad.
Yeah.
Just one of those things that go with the territory here.
Well, those college kids or college freshmen now, they're probably all working at home or working from home, right?
So yeah, a lot of them are not going
hop
to school.
Hop on a cap and gown. And yeah, that happened in New York and New Jersey, too. Just they wanted to be extra cautious, and now they have football fields and whatever for graduations.
So help me understand what the FDA commissioner said when it came to the benefits of this convalescent plasma as a treatment, that he overstated the benefits. I thought the plasma, are we talking about the plasma, the blood plasma?
Yeah, and that you donate.
Yeah, when you have antibodies, right.
What,
when you have antibodies, you can donate plasma.
I thought that was supposed to be pretty good. And it wasn't
35% effective, which is the same rate as remdesivir when they gave it emergency authorization a few months ago, I think back in May. I can tell you, I know that remdesivir really helped my mom with that 35% effective rate, so I'm glad they're giving it a chance and that people can actually ask for it. And
so they did the remdesivir with the plasma?
No, they did remdesivir emergency use in May. They did an emergency use for plasma this last week. And both of them, when they were approved to be used under, you know, in emergency setting without all the trials and testing, had a 35% effectiveness rate. So basically, in 100 people, 35 people will be helped by plasma, 35 people will be helped by remdesivir. People have been going crazy. Well, this is irresponsible. The FDA shouldn't be doing these things. Here's the thing. When you're in the hospital and you're scared, it's not going to hurt you. You should try it. But that's the argument
part. I think that's the argument that was made by the reason. What's your option?
Dying on a ventilator or putting in some blood plasma?
Hold on a second. How does plasma hurt?
A lot of doctors and scientists went after him and said that he had made a lot of false promises and the FDA shouldn't be, you know, siding up with a political party. So that was where the criticism came from.
But what's the – I don't get the real bottom line for me is how – someone could take someone. I don't see how there could be any. What I know about plasma.
Political. And just as much as people are saying the FDA is acting politically, it's all the criticism coming from people who want to see people suffering. They don't want to see a cure until November the 4th. I know, it's exhausting. But I'll tell you what, my mom benefited from remdesivir. I'm excited about blood plasma. And we know a guy who's doing both of them right now. Dave Graveline is actually on both of those treatments.
The radio guy.
He's feeling a lot better, which I'm glad for. He had a really bad case, really bad.
So now, if you're an airline employee, you're looking at the wall and thinking, oof, what am I doing? What's going to happen here? I can give you the story of three airlines, Delta, American, and United. Delta is going to furlough 1,900 pilots at the end of the stimulus in October, and that's just the beginning in terms of what is going to happen to people on the ground crews. Going to happen to the flight attendants. The demand to travel for travel has them now because the government has allowed, you know, with what, $50 billion in supplements for the airlines. But that's all running out. And so
everything runs out in September
staff,
with the furloughs. Right, I have a few friends who were furloughed until September and their businesses are nowhere near coming back. I think we're going to see another big spike of unemployment claims in September.
Unless there is something, somebody somewhere is inspired and they come up with another package. They've got 40%.
That kind of kicks the can down the road a little. It helps, but yeah.
They've parked 40%. All the airlines the same. I was talking when I came back from L.A. last week. The United pilot, I just talked to him for a little bit, and then the head flight attendant, and they've put hundreds and hundreds, like 400 and some odd planes are parked in the desert. Delta, the same thing. They've posted, United, American posted a $2 billion loss, United a $3 billion, Delta $5 billion. Imagine losing that kind of dough. Nobody's flying. And I don't see, frankly, the drawback to it. I wasn't uncomfortable. I didn't think it was bad. It seemed almost pretty normal, except for the airports being just empty. American is laying off.
LAX? I don't think I heard. Yeah. I was away too, but I was curious how you felt about the whole process.
I felt the whole process was no different for me than it ever is. I got into LAX and walked off the plane.
Did you have someone sitting next to you?
Yes, I did. And there was nothing going. There was nothing going.
You were in first class. First class is actually, I think, more filled right now than the back.
Yeah,
of the plane.
It is. There, most planes.
Depending, I mean, most airlines
think they're better off. If I had known how few people there would be on the plane, I would not have bothered with first class ticket. I'd just have gone up in the next section and taken an aisle seat and spread out and gone to sleep.
So you had what? A face shield on or a mask? Like, what was your setup?
I had a mask. The flight attendant was very good at monitoring people coming home. Not so good going out, but coming home, they were very good about it. They were nice about it, but they were watching, and I watched a couple of people who didn't have it up over their nose, and she would remind them to please put it over your nose.
Yeah, I get the people with the nose thing. The virus loves your nose more than anything else, and yet people are walking around with their noses hanging out of their masks. It's so dumb.
Yeah. So anyway, they're putting 19,000 on furlough. And all Americans cutting 40,000 jobs unless there's some kind of a change. The pilots, 8,000 pilots, flight attendants rather, 1,600 pilots there. The airline said that the only way they could get through the next 6 months was to get another $25 billion. Wow. They have 140,000 employees at American. And in October, it'll be less than 100,000. And interesting, because American also has been authorized to start using a new surface coating that'll kill the virus for 7 days. The EPA says this thing, SurfaceWise 2, which promises to provide added protection for travelers, can be used starting immediately. It immobilizes any virus, any bacteria, anything bad within 2 hours, and it keeps working for a week.
What does it get used for, though? Is it a coating on, like, the seat belts or the tray tables?
Well, I think you put it on any surface. They've started using it at the airport itself in Dallas, and all of the flights that originate from there, which is, you know, that's their hub or one of their, that's their base where their airline is located, and one of their four biggest hubs. So a lot of planes that are in, most planes are in and out of there at one point in time or other during the day or the week. So that's it'll be interesting to see how you could use that stuff. I've not heard of this before. Either of you heard about this before?
Mm-mm.
I haven't heard about this. This'd be interesting to see where it goes. I'll have to ask the question of our doctors, who, by the way, both agree. I was talking to Dr. Ken yesterday. Dr. Jack said on the air that the virus has peaked and is on its way down, and a steep slide. Ken agrees with that. Yep. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now, 53 after the hour, this is a portion of the program called Tech Talk. Tech Talk time brings us around to understanding some of the technology news that fits into most everybody's wheelhouse. It's not how to build a computer. It's what happens when you do something with a smartwatch, for example. Victoria Keelan is here. She's the one who does the research and tells the stories because she, among all of us, is the one who's most familiar with all of this. So what's Fitbit doing? Fitbit. When I first heard Fitbit, I thought it was about something that people use to calm themselves down. There you go. That shows you how connected I am to all of this stuff. So, a new smartwatch, as we say here in New England.
Mm-hmm. This is a really good improvement for Fitbit. And they've become, well, Fitbit was really like the first wearable in terms of it could track the number of steps that you took every day. This is before smartwatches came into play. The Fitbit was the original tracker. Didn't have a lot of tech to it, but people liked it. Now Fitbit has moved fully into the smartwatch world, and they have enabled a lot of new really cool things. So if you don't want to be tied to an Apple Watch or a Google Watch or an Android Watch, then a Fitbit might be the right, independent choice for you to make, because you can use it with any type of phone. So there are 3 different new health wearables, is what they're calling them. And at the center of the lineup is the Fitbit Sense. This is a very cool, innovative smartwatch. It's built with sensors that help you better understand what's happening in your body. It's a high-tech wristlet, comes with a sweat reading sensor that detects small electrical changes to tell you how your body is responding to stress. And this is one of the cool things that Fitbit has that the other wearables do not have. So if your palms get sweaty when you're feeling anxious, the Sense Fitbit will pick that up, and it will make a note of it. It will ping it back to the app on your phone, It will make a note of when you're feeling anxious, when you're feeling, you know, extra sweaty or whatever, if you have anxiety coming on. It's not cheap. It's $395. It's a little more expensive than the low-end Apple Watch, but it is also equipped with an advanced heart rate and breathing rate technology, as well as a skin temperature sensor that measures your body heat. So Fitbit claims that during this the early testing, changes in the metrics occurred simultaneously with the onset of COVID symptoms. And in some cases, the Fitbit picked up the symptoms of COVID even before people knew that they had it or even had symptoms. So this is very, very good news for Fitbit. This is kind of a breakthrough. It's like the Aura rings, you know, that we've talked about that all the NBA players in the bubble are wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's similar. Those Aura rings are about $300 as well in the similar price, you know, price range, but they can detect COVID symptoms 3 days before you even show symptoms. So the tech in this with battling the virus, I think, is really something that we've done made great advancements with. And so this company, Fitbit, has worked with researchers at Stanford, Scripps University, and King's College London to determine if these wearables, especially these Fitbit new models, if they actually can pick up on coronavirus. All of the studies are showing, yes, they can. The battery life of the Fitbit Sense lasts longer than 6 days, and you're supposed to keep it on at night so the device can actually monitor you throughout the night. It also tracks your sleeping patterns. So a lot of good news from Fitbit today.
There it is. Here's a focus on our government using Apple to turn iPods into spy devices.
The Geek Out.
A great story has surfaced about the government asking Apple to convert iPods into top-secret spying devices. It comes from a guy named David Scherer, once a key person involved with the development of the iPod, who told the story to tidbits.com. Basically, he claims a call came in 2005 from the Department of Energy asking for access to some iPods for engineers that worked for a defense contractor. His job was to provide whatever assistance they requested, but ask no questions. He says neither he or Apple were ever told what the modification were, but he was asked to help mask the data that resulted. He believes what they ended up with were some iPods with Geiger counters in them. It's a great story, and if you want to read it, we tweeted it at the Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Facebook. I was on Facebook last night, and I couldn't believe what a damn mess it was.
Yeah,
I didn't like whatever they forced you into. It's terrible.
You can switch back to the old format, but it is the new one is just it's cartoonish. It's
awful. It didn't let me go. It kept sticking stuff in and didn't let me go back to the old format. So
one of the new things in the new format is, it could be good if you could actually get to it, it's called Facebook Shop, and it's a tab within the main Facebook app that allows you to buy products without leaving the app. They're taking a page from Instagram, which they also own. It's similar to Instagram Checkout. It's good for sellers. We'll see how it tests out with users.
All right. It doesn't test out well with me, I'll tell you that. 59 past the hour here on today's DJV program.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.